This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. It's a Memorial Day weekend. We talked a little bit about the importance of Memorial Day weekend and how we make that part of our holiday weekend. And, you know, obviously we all can acknowledge that in our own ways. If you go back and listen to the podcast, you can hear us talking about that in the first segment. I want to highlight once again, Ryan, you talked a little bit about, we've got a couple things that have come across our way that we want to make sure that we promote to help our neighbors here with the storm damage. Can you set us up? There's two things that are taking place. And if y'all have anything else that you want us to know about, the best thing to do is get on the Annie Fry YouTube chat and comment and let us know if you have things that people are doing. If we can vet that that's an actual thing, then maybe we'll mention that as well.
Yep, this one is cool. Ted Drew's second location on South Grand is open for the summer, first of all, and then a portion of the proceeds from that location, no matter what you get, will support all the local tornado relief efforts through this Sunday. And then we just mentioned during the time check a few minutes ago that we at 97.1 are partnering with Guns and Hoses to and Dave Munganask St. Louis Honda to basically create a donation center with Dave Munganask St. Louis Honda, where you can drop off all of your non-perishable foods, baby items, cleaning products, bottled water, toiletries. Gift cards are always something else you can do. It's very easy. At St. Louis Honda, Dave Munganask in South County. That is Monday through Saturday. Anytime you want to drop by with some stuff there, that is all part of the Guns and Hoses 97.1 effort.
All right. Let's get to Brad. We can start up what I miss here, and we can get to some of the things you want to highlight. And then we'll, in the 125 segment, we're going to hit up next question. It's our Ask Us Anything. If you get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can ask us questions in the chat there. Anything you want to know, any good Ask Us Anything questions that you might have had lingering or things that you, curiosities you've had, we would love to use those in participation in that 125 segment. So join us there. And we are over 12,000. We have 12,002 subscribers. We did it. Hooray.
Hooray.
High fives all around. Whenever we get to like 12,000 or 12,002, and I mention that, and I put up the counter, the live counter on the screen, there's always some rascals out there that unsubscribe.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to see if it actually moves. So,
which I'm fine with.
Yeah. We appreciate your hooliganery. So, all right, let's get to what I missed over the course of the week.
What did I miss?
All right, so I have a couple clips here, and the first clip I want to pull up is Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio made a bunch of waves on Capitol Hill.
He's my favorite.
Over the past couple days, and I think he gives one of the most succinct, best descriptions of what U.S. foreign policy should be and immigration policy, really. He was talking to Tim Kaine about this this clip. So I'm going to share this and then play it for you guys, and you guys tell me what you think.
story. If there is a subset of people that are easier to vet, who we have a better understanding of who they are and what they're going to do when they come here, they're going to receive preference, no doubt about it. There are a lot of sad stories around the world, millions and millions of people around the world. It's heartbreaking. We cannot assume millions and millions of people around the world. No country can. So you have to have a process of deciding who do you prioritize, who do you allow in. We do it all the time. We do it in our immigration system now under our current laws. Unfortunately, it's primarily based on family connection and not on what they're going to contribute to the society from a merit standpoint. That should be changed, but that already require statutory changes. But the bottom line is, this notion that somehow we have to accept anyone who wants to come to the United States is absurd. No country in the world has an immigration policy like that.
So he says there, basically, the main idea is that this idea that we have to take anyone into the United States is an absurd notion. And he's right. I don't understand why everybody thinks that, you know, or at least I should say people that champion the left's immigration policies think that if somebody comes here and they've got a sad story, we have to take them in. Sometimes your story isn't good enough. I think that Donald Trump is right whenever he talks about we want people to come here. We want immigrants, but we want the best. We don't want just any person. And as a country, as much as we would like to support everybody, I don't understand why people think that we can actually do that. We are the greatest country in the world, but there are some things that are still a bridge too far. We just can't do it.
J.D. Vance or Rubio, 2028?
I'd go Rubio right now.
I'm an OG Rubio supporter.
I don't have any problem with Vance, but yeah, between the two.
I don't think Vance should just get it because he's the VP.
Yeah, I would like to see a primary.
What I would like is for J.D. Vance and Rubio to work it out before a primary. I don't want to see...
Gentleman's agreement? Maybe run on the same ticket?
I don't...
Vance for VP again?
No, that's the thing that I don't think happens. It's not Rubio Vance. But crazier things have happened, I suppose. But he's so good at it, and I knew he would be good at it. And everyone was like, "Oh, he's a rhino Rubio, little Marco."
Did you see the Chris Van Hollen quotes about Rubio after that Senate hearing? They're that's absurd.
Chris Van Hollen is the BFF of the Maryland father?
Yes. Of Tren de Aragua, yes. Or MS-13.
The guy who went to Kohl's before he did the interview with him, yes. In El Salvador or whatever it was. That plaid shirt, short sleeve button up.
Yeah.
KC Chiefs hat. What? I can't believe nobody's making fun of that as much as they
I know.
Like, to me, they were like, Maryland father, MS-13 gang member. We need to go to Kohl's. Like, you get the on sale, like, purchase at the cash register, the impulse buy. They're like, ooh, KC Chiefs hat. That's a good one. Yeah. Get that, too.
That yeah, this was a few months ago.
Yeah.
You can get it for super cheap now.
Should have been wearing jorts.
He said, Chris Van Hollen said, quote, your campaign of fear and repression is eating away at the foundational values of our democracy. To Marco Rubio. About that. He had just voted for Rubio for this position.
Is he the one who said, like, this makes me, yes, regret my vote? And Marco Rubio's response was, your regret for voting for me is confirmation that I'm doing a great job.
I've yeah, got the quotes if you want them. Van Hollen said, and I have to tell you directly and personally that I regret voting for you for Secretary of State. And then Rubio, first of all, your regret for voting for me confirms I'm doing a good job. That's great.
All right. So the next clip that I have here is from Peter Doocy, and he is reporting on Donald Trump in the Oval Office meeting with the South African president. And fireworks flew in this thing.
And it's worth pointing out that is definitely the most awkward Oval Office meeting since Zelensky was here. It ended a little bit better because I can see the vehicle. It is not leaving. The South African delegation is not leaving early. They will be sticking around for lunch. But really, when you watch that, it seems like the Trump foreign policy doctrine is a lot like the old slogan for the MTV show The Real World, where people stop being polite and start getting real. And that's what we just saw from President Trump.
So, for those of you who don't know, and Donald Trump had the president of South Africa in, and he played the video of basically South African farmers, the alleged genocide that is going on there and all of that other stuff, because he's just confronting people to their face now, and that's what we need from foreign foreign policy. Ryan, you and I talked about this the other day. There is not another president out there that would address this in this way.
Yeah, they. It was actually, I watched a little bit of a live. It was uncomfortable to watch for all the right reasons, because it was Donald Trump saying, "This is happening on your watch. I'm going to show you what you will not address." And the world reacted.
I'm pulling up one more clip here that I find very fun. And it's one that Annie sent me, but I also came across it myself. And this is a Florida sheriff. Grady Judd is his name. And he basically, his department conducted a sex sting. And this video is just wild. So I will pull this up, share this, and let you guys see what you think. But this one, really, you want to see online.
43 from Davenport. This is our human trafficking and prostitution folks. He's charged with offering to commit. This is Jason Bathis, okay? When he walks in, you think, well, I have set up a deal with an ugly woman. And I think you would all agree that this guy's an ugly woman, right? This is what you really get when the makeup comes off.
Ew.
This is Jason Bathis. Now, I want you to think about this a minute, okay? You decide that you're going to hook up with a woman. She comes in, and she's already uglier than a mud fence, right? And then, as you start to engage, you find out, hey, this dudette is a dude, and look what he really looks like. Yeah, he looks like he should have been in a Scarface movie someplace. I don't know. This is what's happening. People think they're getting this, and many times they're getting a really bad guy.
And I don't know if you guys noticed on the side there, it says fool around and find out. But yeah, I just found it funny because that was an ugly, ugly person. And I just...
Man, it was an ugly man.
Ugly man. It was an ugly man. Uglier than a... What'd he say? A mud hen?
Mud fence.
Mud fence.
What is a mud fence?
I've never heard of a mud fence.
It sounds like it's ugly.
I would think that it would be not that effective in a rainstorm.
You know, that's one thing they say about mud fences.
I mean,
what are we talking about?
I don't know. Well, that story, was that part of a larger
sex trafficking
yeah, ring?
They did a human trafficking sting and arrested a bunch of people. And
so was he showing up at a location
He wasn't the trafficker. He was the trafficker. So he wasn't being trafficked. He was doing the trafficking. But he also looks like he partook in some of the business as well. And so...
Here's a question.
Okay.
It's not ask us anything. It's not next question yet. But our dear friend Scooter begs the question. He says, hilarious. So I guess he doesn't appreciate that we're laughing about this. He said, who can we make fun of? Culturally... Are we at a point where we need to make fun of that person? Should they be publicly shamed?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We don't make fun of enough. I mean, you may find this surprising, but I find humor in a lot of things. And I don't want to... I want to be able to just express that more often than not. This is one where you go, everybody can agree that this person should basically be publicly shamed, which is what this guy's doing.
What attributes does this person who's involved in this trafficking sting, who's presenting himself... I mean, like I said, I think he's a prettier woman as a man than he was as a man playing a woman. What attributes does that human being still possess that should shield him from the absolute most public ridicule that one human being can get? Maybe part of the problem is that we aren't shaming and dismissing certain elements of our society enough, because everybody is too quiet and waiting for someone to say, oh, so I guess we're going to make fun of them, huh? That, which is a judgment on you. Here we are having a conversation about somebody involved in trafficking, and there is a very consistent drumbeat because they love their drums, where you are always reminded, like, it's like now is the time where they really try to tap into the humanity of people. It's like, this is the guy, this is the thing that pushed you over the edge. This is the thing that's like, we should care for these people. I don't care for these people at all. And, you know, the question is, who else should we make fun of? I mean, that could be the first question we ask in next question is, like, let's start listing the people who we should be publicly making fun of. If you're involved in trafficking, I think that's like, mm-hmm. that's like top of the first inning of what we should be doing with these people. I don't know. We're so soft. We're such a soft culture right now.
You know what's terrible about it, too, is that somehow we've gotten to the place where a lot of people, I don't know that we would do it, but a lot of people would go, do I need to consider his feelings? Before they just laugh at such a ridiculous person who's obviously in the bowels of evil.
Mm.
Like, why would you question making fun of that?
Well, the thing that's disgusting about this,
putting it down,
the thing that is so repulsively disgusting about this is really the veil of what makes him a protected person. Look at what, if he's transgender because he's a man posing as a woman, and, you know, the sheriff is having a little bit of fun with the presentation of his transgenderism there. They're saying that trafficking, sex trafficking, this type of a situation, whatever the crimes were in this sting in Florida, they're saying that as heinous as that is, transgenderism is outside of your purview to criticize somebody. If they have participated in one of the most disgusting, heinous types of things that you can participate in, transgenderism will make them immune to the criticism that they should get for the crimes that they're committing. That's the world that they've tried to push us into. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we were careening towards the edge of the cliff, and we were about to go off the edge of the cliff into that psychotic way of thinking, and somebody was able to turn the wheel at the last minute, and the back tires went out over the cliff, and we hit the gas, and Donald Trump got elected, and we started to be common sense again, and we're like, we should make fun of these people.
That's really good.
Thank you. Yeah. It's visual.
Yes.
That was dope.
You got the... like when the tires are going out, which is also the sound I make when I make any turn at a high rate of speed. My kids now make it when I make a turn. They got friends in the car, and I'm making a turn, and my kids in unison are like... I'm like, don't worry. It's going to be fine. Sorry, kids. All right, let's take a quick break. Next question, next segment. What do you want to know from the Annie Fry Show? The first one we're going to ask, I'm going to ask the room. We'll see if Ethan can get in here, if he's got a free couple minutes with us. Who communicates better, men or women? We want your thoughts on this as well. Maybe this is a very obvious answer to you. Maybe you've thought about it and you're not 100% sure which way it's going to go. Jaws said, men versus women, tough call, depends on context. Men better with other men, women better with other women. Men more efficient, women include subtext. I think, but I'm a man, so I don't get subtext. So even the answers are complicated. Who communicates better, folks, men or women? Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll, go vote there. Leave your question for us, and maybe we'll pick it on air in the next segment. Don't go away. Take my hands,
my D, and look. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
Gosh, take that Kamala laugh out of there.
Oh, no, that's a great reminder. It's a moment in history that we need to remember.
That's the cliff.
It's like a Smithsonian. Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
It reminds me of how much I hate salad.
What?
Word salad.
Word salad.
Come on.
Well, Amy Klobuchar, see, you're mixing your metaphors here because Senator Amy Klobuchar told a story one time about eating a salad in an airport without a fork because she didn't have one. She ate it with a comb.
Huh?
It was before you.
Thank God.
This is when you were a wee lad.
That may have, like, put me out. I thought it would have been it.
It put her out.
Of the primary.
Yeah, Dunzo?
She was kind of done.
That was it.
First question for the room. Same as the one on our YouTube live chat poll. Depending on how you guys all react to this online, I might open the call for calls at 2:05 to take your thoughts. Normally we'll talk about politics or Trump or something, but who wants to do that on a Friday afternoon and Memorial Day weekend? We want to know who communicates better, men or women. Yesterday, Ryan did two segments, a Wiggins America and a Wiggins America Extended, on phrases women say and what they really mean. And so I got to thinking, who actually communicates better? Who wants to go first? I normally would go to Ryan, but do you want to go first or somebody else have a... Brad, you want to go first?
I'll go first. If I have to pick, I'm going to say men. I will say this, though. I think it's a subjective thing, not an objective thing.
What, as in you're a man and you pick men?
Well, no. I think
that's fair.
Bias much?
Yeah, because I know what I appreciate in communication and what I understand better. And I think that, like, there's an old phrase that says men speak in bold print and women speak in fine print. And I speak in bold print and I appreciate people who speak in bold print back. So I would say it's men because they tend to be direct.
Ryan speaks in magnet letters.
A, B,
they're very colorful.
C's all over his refrigerator. Yeah.
Where'd the F go? And the E.
The F's off. The F is off.
I don't really know what that means.
It's open for interpretation. When I'm communicating to you, the idea is that you don't get it.
I don't.
Well said.
Go ahead, Ryan. Men or women?
Men.
Okay, and why?
Women communicate more, which sometimes can be better, but men communicate much more, succinctly and directly. So I think if a man wants you to know something, he's just going to tell you what it is and then leave.
And if a woman wants you to know something, she's going to very dramatically infer that.
Or hint at it for weeks, something like that.
Is that... I don't want to pick on your wife. Let's just say, like, a nondescript woman that you know.
Okay. Not named Katie.
No. Is she subtle?
No. She's not subtle. She's actually very bold. But when it comes to something like that, where she wants something, she will just sort of throw spaghetti at the wall.
Like, what do you mean by want something?
For her birthday or something for the house or whatever.
Gift, like a non-essential, like, oh, it'd be so nice if this new piece of furniture just showed up or something like that.
Yeah, sort of. But there's so much stuff that I have to figure out what's what. Because it'll be in the
same... Do you take notes?
Mentally, I do. In the same breath, it'll be like, you know what we should do is just add this room onto the house. And it's like, wow, yeah, that's a great idea. And then also, we should get new luggage. And it's like, those two things are not in the same category for
me. I'm pretty sure that what she maybe has just done, like, I can't add the room, but I can get her the luggage. And then she gets luggage.
Or maybe she wants the room so that she can have somewhere to put her new luggage.
That's you should get her the room.
I was thinking.
Well, I'm always thinking about it. I'm always trying to achieve it. But
men, I think, like, you guys are saying, like, that women are hard to understand and they don't. Am I saying this correct? I'm not playing a game here. I'm trying to be direct. you're saying that women don't say what they mean.
No, I'm not saying women don't say what they mean. I'm saying that they take a longer time to get there. But it's just
Wait a second. What if it's you that's taking a longer time to get there?
No. Ooh. No, that's not. I just don't think that's the case.
Nor would you.
And I'm telling you very directly that is not true.
Remember, Ryan, alphabet letters on the fridge.
Yes, colorful. So when your wife... Isn't there a difference between when she's throwing things out there that would be kind of nice for the next occasion versus, like, if she wants something and she is serious about it, isn't she communicating that to you?
Yeah, but it's all in the same category. So, you know, I think she would accept really any of those things. And it's my job to sort of get as many of them as I can.
Looking at Ryan's example where he said she'll say we should add a room onto the house, also we should get luggage. If what she really wanted was luggage, and she asked Ryan for luggage, wouldn't you just get her luggage?
Yeah,
or no?
It could be, and it's not a strategy. Like, I get that it's like, oh, shoot big, and then, okay, get the little thing. No, that's not, I don't think that's really what's happening.
So, Jackie, thank you, women in the chat. This would be a great time for the women listening to the show to support.
Stand your ground!
Not me, but, like, the perspective of a female here, because I can't speak for all of us. She says you can rarely tell or text a man with multiple requests or questions. They only pick one to respond to. Facts. So if you're saying it takes a while for somebody to get to the point, I do believe all the men in my life, I have to increment and prioritize requests and make requests, wait for response, and then get to the next one and the next one. The women in my life, I can be like, here's what we're dealing with. There goes everything, and then we work on it. And I do very much believe that there is a difference. I think men's brains function differently than women's. I think that, honestly, like, if you think about how God intended, there I said it, if you're talking about old-timey, prehistoric, whatever, like going back to the beginning of people, men have to go out and hunt and fight. You can't be, like, on the battlefield thinking about a bunch of things. But if the female is at home and they're managing the home and juggling children and keeping the home and the protection of the home that exists with the absence of a man, the actual purpose and service of a man's brain has to be kill that guy and not be clouded by anything else in the mission. The woman has to have a different responsibility in that. It makes sense that while that isn't the modern day application of how our brains function, that a woman's ability to think about literally a dozen different things at a time is an asset that she has, and also a burden, I might say, as is a man's ability to focus specifically on one thing, which is an asset, but if it's only one thing, also a burden.
I would back Annie probably and say that I think that in general women are better communicators than men. I like to think that probably
Brad,
like,
rolled his eyes at
us three in this room,
which seemed a little indirect,
good
if
communicators.
You ask me.
Yeah, but I get that from Brad all the time. It's fine.
Russell online says, what did Annie just say? You said too many things at once, Annie.
Yeah. Can you prioritize that?
Check the podcast, do a ChatBT transcript, and take it at your own pace.
Listen to it at 0.5 speed.
I'm also going to say I couldn't repeat it. I think women are better communicators. I think men don't choose communication.
Agreed.
I think men resort to communication.
I think that, and Brad, you kind of said a version of it earlier in that like women communicate more, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're better at it. And maybe this is something that is getting better with the generations, right? But men in society, right, for a long time have been like, the whole thing has been like, don't communicate, don't share this or that, right? So I think that you could partner that with their communication skills and other things as well. I would argue that women are better at that. It doesn't mean that the quality is still great, but I would argue they're still better than men in large part of that.
I would like to know what everybody's thinking of whenever we say communicate.
Depends. Communicate doesn't just mean talk.
Right.
Janine says, and I'm loving these comments from women, keep them coming. She says, in like Sandlot fashion, my husband takes forever to get to the point and stop talking so I can speak. I guarantee you there are men who are saying the same thing about their wives. And then... Vicky, this made me laugh out loud when I was reading this. My husband would just call me if it was more than one question, which is so frustrating because a female is like doing a bunch of things and then you text a bunch of things and the guy's like, oh, I just call you. Just talk to me. Talk me through it.
I think dudes are also like so simple sometimes to the point that's where the under communication comes from because they don't feel as though it is necessary. And women kind of make up for that with it being the opposite.
Women feel like they have to over communicate to men
because they think we're cavemen.
You're saying, well, you just said men are simple.
it's not
I mean, that sounds like it could, if I said men are simple first, there are men who'd be like very offended by that. Men are simpler creatures than women are more complex. That doesn't mean you're emphatically nodding
100%.
Your head. That doesn't mean that one is superior or one is inferior, but who's going to argue with me that men are simple creatures and easily satisfied with a few basic needs? Women? No. That's not the way it works. So, I mean, it makes sense also in that vein that men would need less to communicate, to convey a message. But women, they're not receiving the volume of communication in the same way that it's being given.
They're doing a lot more work in order for the message to be like sent, to be portrayed, than I think guys are. And I mean, you could take that in a way as, well, that means that guys are better at communicating. You could, but you could also take it as like they're not putting in nearly as much effort for the point to get put across, or for, you know, the conversation to be met at this point also.
What do you guys, we're all Christians in here. My comments, God created Eve as a helper because he knew us men would need a lot of help. Ryan?
Oh, the wheels are turning.
I mean, first and foremost, I don't need a help. I don't need anything. I can do anything I want.
So that's where you went with that.
But
there's a thousand different roads.
since I did decide, you know what, maybe it would be good to have a mate.
Oh my God, you are toast.
Enjoy your long weekend.
There are some very key females in your life. And you've relegated the most important one down to mating.
Mate.
No,
and
I
said
know.
That you don't you, need anybody and you would do just fine by yourself.
No, it's
Is
not
that
just
what you
it's
just
not
communicated.
Just mating. What do bros call each other in England? They call each other mates. Because they're cool with each other.
I thought it was
now,
bruv.
Now it seems like you're explaining something else.
I am. I'm explaining that I needed a helper as God created Eve.
You literally just said you didn't need help. You could do everything yourself.
Yes. Well, on basic levels, yes.
Ryan, you're communicating terribly right
what
now.
What most but basic levels do you need no help and assistance with?
The gathering and hunting of food.
You don't even know how to deal with your garage raccoon.
That's because I don't.
Or the deer eating your trees in your backyard.
That's, you know why that is, though? Because I have Chef Boyardee.
I could see Katie handling those with her bare hands.
I can just go get anything I want from the store.
That's and the I was softest trained, thing I've ever
heard. I was trained that
you
way.
You just said that you don't need help as a hunter-gatherer because you have Chef Boyardee.
Am I wrong?
Yes!
Ryan's like, hey, honey, no, stay here with the kids. I'm heading out to get the food.
I mean, would it make everybody feel better if I shot the ravioli with a bow?
Mike also follows up and says, Annie, please ask Ryan where he goes to hunt for his candy.
I can't tell you because it's discounted. Got a couple of good spots. And it's always based on what they have.
Anybody else have a comment on God creating women to be helpers because they knew men would need a lot of help?
Pastor Brad?
I think it's a crude but accurate statement. I mean, right before that, God said it's not good for man to be alone. The aspect of that I take out of it is that we need each other to complete one another. We're not complete. And those differences that Annie was talking about versus the differences that we were talking about, they're complementary things. Everybody serves a role. They have a part to play in creating a family unit. And so it's like man by himself is incomplete and woman by herself is incomplete. And it's always better when you have that complement and they come together.
Ethan?
How am I supposed to follow that up? He said it perfectly.
Just roll your eyes at him.
Whatever.
You guys are like a bunch of women.
Yeah.
It's like the View up in here right now.
Excuse me?
I think you'd be Joy Behar. You two are gingers.
Whoa.
Excuse me. Joy Behar's a ginger.
Listen.
I've got a question for Ask Me Anything.
All right. When we come back, when we come back, we'll get to your questions for Ask Us Anything. I might take phone calls on this at 2 o'clock, and you can reach out and tell us in your opinion. And ladies, I'm talking to you. If I do this, I'm going to need some female help here on who communicates better. I'm also predicting that if we do open the phones, we're going to have women call in and say men are the better communicators. I wouldn't put that past folks at all. Let's take a quick break. More from you on the other side. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it.
That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You gotta. All right, we're in a little bit of next question, and we did the last segment on our YouTube live chat poll. Who communicates better, men or women? We want to know your thoughts on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll, and also leave a comment. JD Dunn says on Facebook, the room edition and luggage comment is hinting you need a second job. That would be quite a passive way to, you know, we do need to add a room to our house, Ryan.
Yeah, she's suggesting I put in resumes.
I don't know. That's pretty bold. Let's get to our next question. Brad, why don't you go first?
Okay, so I teased this right before we went out, and I came up with it right as we went out. Who would each member of the Annie Fry Show be on The View? So we established that Ethan would be Joy. Who would each other
I don't
be?
Know all of their names. I know Whoopi. I'll be Whoopi. I'll just take that off the table.
I'm looking them up. I don't remember all of them.
Just give us the hair color.
Sunny Hostin.
Ryan wants to be Sunny.
She's just kind of happy. You know, if I know anything about The View, I know the name Sunny means happy.
Happy. And not angry at all.
This is The View on ABC.
Oh.
That was Sonny Costin.
Oh.
You're always talking about Sonny Hostin, the opposite of joyous, bright sunshine.
Okay, let me change then to Anna Navarro.
It's the Latin heritage. Republican strategist.
I'm very surface level.
I thought Sonny was pretty good for Ryan because he always had to come back after a segment and clarify something that he put out there in the previous segment.
Because of the lawyers. Ryan, next question.
Okay. Is summer the most American season?
That is an artistic
does
question
summer
right there.
Feel more American than others?
Let's go through the Americana of each season and start with summer. Barbecues, cold drinks, pools, parades, fireworks. These are all happening during summer. So I would say I would give that a 4.5 out of 5 stars for Americana. Fall has football.
Football.
And that's like a pretty big deal.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is really maybe as American as it gets. What else? Labor Day.
Yeah.
Organized labor.
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day. Hey, we're bipartisan here.
People go, Labor Day is coming up. How are you celebrating? No. Organized labor union.
I don't know. 4 out of 5 stars. Veterans Day. Thanksgiving.
Four stars out of five for fall.
Yeah.
Campfires.
But I don't know if that's American.
I think those happen other places too.
Yeah, Christmas happens everywhere.
That's winter. And I was going to say, I think American Christmas is special.
That's true. We do have
our own traditions. We don't acknowledge Boxing Day. That's American.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of things we could say we don't do.
Snow. That's not American.
No.
Winter sucks. What is Americana about winter?
I can't think of anything.
Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah, I guess that's winter.
President's Day?
President's Day, yeah.
Abraham Lincoln's birthday? George Washington's birthday? Ooh.
That's all winter.
You're getting there.
Isn't the crossing of the Delaware on Christmas? That kind of counts.
Christmas Eve, yeah.
What?
I just think you're stretching.
I am. Trying to defend and make sure we're Americana 4 out of 4.
Well, we're into spring now.
3 out of 5, winter. Spring baseball starts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's in the summer, too, but
it's also in Japan.
Not spring. No. It's America's pastime.
Spring training.
That's baseball.
Yeah.
NCAA tournament.
I think the NCAA tournament is the best full event in sports.
Especially that first weekend.
Well, just the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, like, it's a very long amount of time that keeps people engaged that don't even pay attention during the rest of the season.
I think you answered the question.
I think it's summer over fall by hair.
Mm-hmm.
Summer, to me, by far the most American feeling.
What's more American, fall or autumn?
Fall. Although I would say autumn, probably.
Next question.
Hang on a second.
More?
Yes.
No, there's not.
Summer.
You're over-communicating.
Summer is such a great... Here's how I judge it.
Guys, I'm just interjecting here. There's some stupid joke that we were walking up to
he's still working on the
cutting room floor, and I didn't know it, and so I went to move on, and he hasn't delivered it yet.
If I had my A game, yes.
Why is your voice
cracking? This is my C game today.
Ryan just said in the break that he was, like, not mentally present during the last segment.
It's true.
It's Friday.
I was talking about my wife, and I was like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Am I going to be in trouble?
Yes.
I have no clue.
Yes. The first thing you said there, go back.
How do I make something entertaining out of that question?
Ethan, if you can hear us right now, will you clip his answer to why he needs nobody?
No, so don't, we can don't
play
do that.
It. We need to play it back for him in the 2 o'clock hour and just check and see how he feels when he listens to it.
You can verify with my wife if you want to that I've been going home every day from work and just falling asleep.
Well,
so
you better hope she does the same thing.
I need vacation.
Doesn't podcast the
next
show
week.
Today. Next question. I'm going to read one here from the chat. gosh. Bobo, you asked the weirdest questions. I'm going to ask this one. Favorite ice cream topping. My husband went to get ice cream the other night for the kids, and we got some too, which really means that we wanted ice cream and we allowed the kids to have some. And I ordered a sundae with butterscotch on it, and the ice cream place says, oh, we don't have butterscotch anymore.
What?
How do you not have butterscotch? I kind of wondered if, like, butterscotch is aged out.
No, don't say that. Butterscotch is great. That was going to be my choice for this.
Vanilla ice cream, butterscotch on top, and pecans. That's butter pecan.
I don't like pecan so much, but I do love butterscotch.
Y'all, you guys got some great suggestions there, but mine is strawberries. Like a strawberry sundae with vanilla ice cream.
Or strawberry sauce, which is just red dye number five?
The strawberry sauce with the strawberries in it, like you get at Dairy Queen or something like that.
RFK Jr., judgmental meme insert here.
I show him pictures of me when I was younger and he'd judge me a lot harder.
He'd be happy for you.
This guy showing me before and after pictures. Yeah.
Brad, next question.
Okay. This is a little more serious, but what would the high school freshman version of you think about where you are today or who you are today?
She'd be proud.
He would be impressed. Yeah, impressed.
You just said that you don't know what you're doing. And you're asking for it to have no responsibility for the word you're saying because you can't think. You said your brain was mush.
Yeah, that's why I said the freshman version of me would be super compressed.
Look at how far you've come with so much talent. And
he'd say, wow, that's the best.
Okay, real question. Sub question to Brad's question. Ryan's not drunk, but if he were, it would look like this. Ryan.
Get to three.
Which Ryan... Did freshman Ryan think freshman Ryan was funnier? Or does this today Ryan, May 2025 Ryan, think Ryan is funnier?
Ooh.
Which Ryan was more impressed with their current self?
This one. I didn't have to think about that.
I feel like that one's biased.
This one has honed his craft much longer and has now written many leather-bound books.
You have no leather-bound books.
Freshman Ryan had zero books.
Still have zero leather-bound books.
Freshman Ryan was just starting to figure out how to write comedy.
Did freshman Ryan have uncertainties? Did freshman Ryan have... Was like he like a normal 14, 15-year-old kid where he was insecure?
Oh, yeah. But also completely unaware of a lot of the things you probably should be insecure about at that age.
Insecure or you were oblivious.
It was both, though. It really was. It was insecure because everybody is at that age. You're trying to figure stuff out. But also, like...
But what were you trying to figure out?
Yeah, I don't even know. What was I trying to figure out? I didn't know.
And did you figure it out?
No, I tell you what, I tried to get girls at that age, 14, 15, 16, and I knew enough to know that I was awkward in doing it, but not enough to know what I would do with a girl once I got the girl. So that's where I was.
Brad?
What?
You asked the question.
Oh, I think
or
that...
You can comment on him.
Yeah, I think I think this Ryan thinks he's the most impressive. But
I think every current Ryan thinks he's
no
the most
kidding.
Impressive.
I think
Ryan has his eyebrows up right now in that sympathetic way that I actually believe that he doesn't know what's happening.
I think freshman me would be shocked and amazed at who I am today because I'm such a different person than who I was in high school.
Impressive?
More confident, less chunky, doing a cool job, that sort of thing. I think he would find this great. So,
Ryan, next question.
Did you answer? You just said yes.
I said she'd be impressed.
Next question is, what was the worst grade in school?
F. Am I wrong?
No, that's right. It was the worst.
Thank you. A+ for
or
me.
Or I. Incomplete sometimes.
I absolutely seventh grade, not a doubt in my mind. It's formulated exactly who I am today, being bullied and isolated and ostracized. The part about it that breaks my heart the most is it's the same today as it was then. I have what I feel is this very unique experience in seventh grade, very unfair, blah blah blah, and it's so not unique that's like a really, really sad part about it. My daughter has experienced it, and like all of the other people around her, they all have their own stories. It's just a really, really, really tough time to be in junior high.
I agree.
Would you say?
That's the same grade I would say.
Would you say seventh?
Yep.
Brad?
Mine was my junior year. It was awful. It's when everything kind of really fell apart and things got really bad for me. So much so that I went to a different school for my senior year. So
this is a really hard time to be like, and let's go to a break.
It's time to go to a break. It's 2 o'clock hours. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, but freshman Brad is impressed now with current Brad. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back in the next segment with your phone calls, maybe. Who communicates better, men or women? Let us know. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV.
Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.